Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hack moves to third. Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the NL All-Stars and the AL All-Stars. Here are the starting lineups. For the NL All-Stars. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting third. The left fielder, Stan Musial. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, LB Fletcher. Batting sixth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Harry Walker. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Marty Marion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mort Cooper. Pitching for the NL All-Stars, Mort Cooper. For the AL All-Stars. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, George Case. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting third. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dutch Leonard. Pitching for the AL All-Stars, Dutch Leonard. And now, play ball. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards second. Doerr can't make a play. That's a base hit. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a fly ball into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hack scores. One out. It's 1-0, NL All-Stars. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the NL All-Stars 1, and the AL All-Stars nothing. The AL All-Stars will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is hit by the pitch. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner strikes out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the NL All-Stars 1, and the AL All-Stars nothing. The NL All-Stars will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens misplays the ball. That's an error on Stevens. Mort Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the NL All-Stars 1, and the AL All-Stars nothing. The AL All-Stars will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early takes first base on ball 4. Lobbs moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, AL All-Stars. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Case hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Herman hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the AL All-Stars 3, and the NL All-Stars 1. The NL All-Stars will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the AL All-Stars 3, and the NL All-Stars 1. The AL All-Stars will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Keltner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-2 in the game. Wakefield hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Musial. Wakefield reaches second base with a double. Keltner scores. It's 4-1, AL All-Stars. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens bunts towards the mound. Cooper fields it and throws to first for the out. Wakefield moves to third. 1 out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the AL All-Stars 4, and the NL All-Stars 1. The NL All-Stars will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York strikes out. 2 outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Lobbs strikes out. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Fletcher hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 0 for 3 in the game. Marion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. Vince DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cooper moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the AL All-Stars 4, and the NL All-Stars 1. The AL All-Stars will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Early strikes out. 1 out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 6 RBIs. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser bunts towards the mound. Vander Meer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, with Herman covering, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the AL All-Stars 4, and the NL All-Stars 1. The NL All-Stars will come to bat. Johnny Vander Meer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vander Meer strikes out. 1 out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Steven scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the AL All-Stars 4, and the NL All-Stars 1. The AL All-Stars will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Case takes first base on ball 4. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Wakefield strikes out. 2 outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 doubles. Keltner strikes out. 1 out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Case moves to third. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. York strikes out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. Case scores on an error by Herman. Stevens moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, AL All-Stars. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the AL All-Stars 5, and the NL All-Stars 1. The NL All-Stars will come to bat. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Musial hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wakefield. Musial reaches second base with a double. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen takes first base on ball 4. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Musial moves to third. 2 outs. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0 for 1 in the game. Lombardi hits a fly ball into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the AL All-Stars 5, and the NL All-Stars 1. The AL All-Stars will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack juggles the ball. That's an error on Hack. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Early bunts towards the mound. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Lobbs moves to second. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 4 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 home runs. He's got 6 RBIs. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Lobbs moves to third. 2 outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the AL All-Stars 5, and the NL All-Stars 1. The NL All-Stars will come to bat. Vince DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. DiMaggio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wakefield who is chasing the ball. DiMaggio reaches third base with a triple. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott strikes out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. DiMaggio scores. 2 outs. It's 5-2, AL All-Stars. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2 for 6 in the game, with 2 singles. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2 for 6 in the game, with 2 singles. Herman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hack moves to third. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 2 for 7 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Musial hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 7 in the game, with 2 doubles. Keltner strikes out. 2 outs. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the AL All-Stars 5, and the NL All-Stars 2. The AL All-Stars will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Case strikes out. 1 out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 2 for 6 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Wakefield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the AL All-Stars 5, and the NL All-Stars 2. The NL All-Stars will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Gallen hits a fly ball into center field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0 for 2 in the game. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0 for 2 in the game. Lombardi hits a fly ball into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the AL All-Stars 5, and the NL All-Stars 2. The AL All-Stars will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 4 in the game. York hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 4 in the game. With 2 walks. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Early hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman misplays the ball. That's an error on Herman. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 4 for 7 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 home runs. He's got 6 RBIs. Doerr hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the AL All-Stars 5, and the NL All-Stars 2. The NL All-Stars will come to bat. Vince DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 4 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 triples. DiMaggio hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, AL All-Stars. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a fly ball into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. 1 out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 4 for 8 in the game, with 4 singles. Herman hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, AL All-Stars, 5, and NL All-Stars, 3. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 4 for 8 in the game, with 4 singles. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards first. York fields the ball and throws to Houston covering. Safe.